T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we'll open it up with your questions.
Hey, Sean, this is a team that people didn't give you much chance to beat. Just give your reaction to how your team responded to that this week.
Yeah, it's a young team. I've said it before. I'm extremely proud of them, number one. They earned it by the way they prepared during the week, and we're making progress. We're developing a young squad here, and I saw some significant progress today. It's a step. It's a step. We're still not where we need to be, but it's a step.
But you guys were aggressive on offense there early. Did you see something with the way they were playing early that it looked like Josh was exploiting the deep middle there? I mean, the crew touchdown is a perfect example there. Just what did you guys see early from that?
Well, again, you go back and you say the communication, I thought this week in terms of constructing the game plan, really in all three phases with the offense, defense, and special teams, the players and the coaches did a phenomenal job of getting on the same page with what we were trying to get done. And I thought the players played extremely fast, and we did that during the week as well. So you play like you practice, as the old saying goes, and the guys did a good job really from the start of it, beginning Monday.
Like early on, Brian's plan was to get the ball out of Josh's hands quickly. Did you learn a lesson maybe from last week that didn't seem to be the case? This week it definitely looked like he was moving quickly and getting rid of the ball quickly.
Yeah, he was. He was decisive early, and that's important. He looked like he played with a clear mind, which is also important for our young players. I mean, whether it's Tremaine, Josh in this case, like you asked about, it's important they can come in and play with a clear mind and do what they do. And, there's going to be a learning process still involved, and you hate it. But there's some plays we left out there today that you want back, but we've got to learn from it and continue to develop this team.
Big old leap.
That right there. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that on a normal. Looked like to me, I didn't watch the replay, but it looked like a normal type of tackle as opposed to one of the cut, type of tackle. But look, they're a good football team. Let's give them credit. This is a tough place to play. Coach Zimmer does a heck of a job. Good balanced football team that was last year where we're trying to go at some point in the future. So it's a good opponent.
Your pass rush coach, you found a good combination in the second half last week. You went right back to it this week in terms of who you had up there. It was killer up there in Dallas.
Yeah, they did a good job, and just presenting different looks. Overall, I thought, again, they played fast, and they understood their opponent, played fast, and were able to get Cousins off the spot a little bit. But it's also complementary football, the front end and the back seven working together. And I thought they did a good job of that. And Leslie Frazier, I thought, caught a good game.
I was going to ask you that. How did the play calling defensively shake out this week?
Yeah, it's always going to be a collaborative effort. I'm going to stay with what I stayed with last week. It's always going to be a team effort. Leslie called the game. I thought he called a heck of a football game today.
Since halftime of last week, what has changed with the defense? All of a sudden, the defense has been lights out for now 6 quarters.
I want to give credit to the staff and players just getting on the same page of what we're trying to get done, what the standard is supposed to look like, and just starting really going all the way back to our preparation on Mondays and how it's supposed to look. This game, this league is so hard to win. It's difficult to win, and you've got to find the competitive advantage all over the building, and that goes back to our procedure, our approach during the week with constructing a game plan, with how we hold our meetings, what we say, what we don't say. I mean, that's what good coaches do, is they find that delicate balance, in particular when you've got some young players that need to play fast.
Matt Milano, what a game from him today. How much of a game changer was he on that side of the ball?
Well, he did a good job. I thought we played team defense first and foremost. Guys were flying around, which is important, swarming, and then Matt made some big plays for us. Had a sack, forced fumble, interception, fumble recovery, and interception. Those were big plays for us. So when you can make big plays when you play within the defense and play discipline and with great effort. That one play is it's a credit to the guys and how they run to the football.
LeSean today, Coach, just what you had out of Chris Agre, some hard running there.
Yeah, Chris, very physical runner, a guy we have a lot of confidence in, extremely proud of Chris. He understands his role in this football team and did a phenomenal job today, including, I thought, the offensive line in the first half there. But it was a well-balanced attack, I thought, in all three phases.
How important do you think it turned out to be that you guys went down and scored on the opening drive and were able to kind of take the crowd out of it? You got the ball back right away, too, and pretty soon the crowd wasn't even a factor.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play. We knew that coming in here. It was going to be a learning experience for our young players either way. And we knew, you know, what it would take to try and win this football game, and one of them was to try and take the crowd out of it by having early success, to your point. And so that was critical for us.
Sean, you said earlier it's a step, but what, in kind of a broader sense, do you think a game like this does for Josh?
Well, for everyone, I think, involved, there's a confidence factor just from, let's talk performers, right, athletes. When you have success, confidence usually follows. The part that we've got to make sure we do is go right back and understand the lessons from this game is how we got the results we got. They earned it. And so you, in this league, as you guys know, you've been around it like I have. You got to earn it every week. And so that's where we're trying to go as a football team, trying to develop a young football team here.
Talked about this a little bit after last week's game, but coming off the field, Josh and Lorenzo were talking a little bit, and Lorenzo said to him, "Hey, man, I enjoyed watching you make plays out there."
You talking mentioned about last week?
This week, just now coming okay. through the tunnel, and you've talked about how impressed you've been about that crossover that Josh has shown. You know, have you continued to see that?
I have, and not just from Josh, but from a couple of the other players as well. And that's the sign of some leadership there. You know, when you can cross over from offense to defense, defense to offense, special teams to either side, that's a sign of a tight locker room, and that'll hopefully continue to develop, and we'll make progress in that area.
So you guys try to block out noise, but you were 16.5, 17-point underdogs today. Players obviously hear that throughout the week. Do you feel like there was a degree of disrespect there that maybe they responded to?
No. I mean, I just think our guys, we're trying to build a culture of that there's no fear in what we're trying to do, and not that we don't respect every opponent. I'm not saying with respect to the opponent. I'm just saying this is a tough place to play against a very good, very, very good football team. And I want our players to, when we create an environment, that it's about doing your job and playing hard. And, you know, you don't watch the scoreboard. You take it one play at a time and respect the process, and then we go from there. And we're going to continue to learn, continue to develop. There's going to be some highs and lows like there always is in every journey. But I'm extremely proud of the guys today. I don't have any updates right now, so I haven't even spoken to the trainers yet, honestly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.